The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, has confirmed that an ostrich has died at an Edgewood farm, where a coal order has caused a whirlwind of controversy and international attention. The ostrich was part of the 300-plus flock at Universal Ostrich Farm that is under the threat of the coal order, but which recently was given reprieve through a last-minute stay of the order by the Supreme Court of Canada. The CFIA said the compromised ostrich had a pre-existing condition and a previous injury that affected its left leg and mobility. The agency said the bird was being treated by its owners for some time. The ostrich's health significantly declined in the last 48 hours and it died on Saturday, October 4, the agency said. Farm spokesperson Katie Pasitny shared a video on social media Saturday afternoon, confirming the ostrich's death and accusing the CFIA of animal cruelty in its death. The CFIA could not be immediately reached to respond to the accusation. However, the agency issued a press release Saturday saying it had been administering medication and electrolyte fluids consistent with the therapy regime provided by the owners, with regards to the compromised bird. The CFIA ordered the cull after an outbreak of avian influenza was discovered at the farm in December 2024. The farm's owners have fought the order ever since, challenging it in the courts and saying the ostriches that survived the outbreak are healthy and being used for scientific research. The Supreme Court of Canada granted an 11th-hour stay of the cull on September 24. Court documents showed the CFIA had until October 3 to respond to the application, and the ostriches were to remain in the agency's custody with no interference from Universal Ostrich. The CFIA said it will respect all orders and decisions of the courts throughout the process, including holding off on the cull until a further decision is made on the stay motion. The agency noted the Supreme Court did not order the CFIA to stop any other operations or preparations at the farm. It added CFIA inspectors, RCMP and third-party contractors are not required to wear personal protective equipment, PPE, while on the ostrich farm property unless they are entering designated hot zones related to the quarantine. Any individuals entering the designated zones have worn PPE or have been thoroughly disinfected upon exit. All equipment is also disinfected when leaving designated zones, the CFIA said.